other emerging technologies, AI. Does crypto use AI in any way?
Yes. Okay, let me explain. Widely using. Okay, once I have an experience as enterprise risk management director at a crypto exchange company, a well-known company in Turkey. And this company, I had experience because I stayed for a while. And I was the responsibility about, you know, cyber governance, internal audit, risk management, internal control, and fraud prevention, and KYC AML compliance. All these functions were under my control. So from my side, I can explain. Crypto sector is very fast. They earn, they make money very fast, but they should be trustable. If client doesn't believe you, your processes, your approaches, then it changes the vendor or crypto exchange very fast, because it is just an application, you know, downloading, and you create your profile, you carry your assets very fast, very quickly, and you go on. And it is a problem because these communities, client communities, have strong communications through Telegram, Discord, Twitter. If you had a problem about trust, it is easy to disseminate all over the, you know, your community. So we also use AI in all processes. I am sure all crypto exchanges use AI very efficiently, because for KYC AML process, for example, I need to onboard new clients to increase my profit, but I cannot onboard every client because legislation, organization, enforcement to force check if the guy is true guy, if this guy has any malicious activities in his history. So first, generally, conversation, interview, and try to understand if this guy is through this guy. But this has some problems because it takes much time. I should train my colleague, my personal, in this process. I should trust him because it is sometimes can create new kind of problems, personal problems. And they should also record all personal data of that new client. So nowadays, KYC AML use efficient AI technologies. Now, we are minimizing human touch in this process. AI first see the client, check the evidences he or she provided, match them. If AI believes that this guy is true guy, then we can onboard him. And it never stops then. Then we also check transactions. There are millions of transactions happening all day. So manually you cannot follow them, and you cannot understand which transaction is true, which transaction is created by true and honest people. And this time, AML tools, also using AI, checks this transaction. And if they see a fraudulent activity, it provides alerts, and we directly inform governmental organizations. Otherwise, governmental organizations or this kind of problem, if I cannot inform governmental organizations in time, it may cause problems. And others, I collect last, as you see, I am collecting lots of private, personal data in this process, KYC AML process. And this caused another problem. This caused data minimization problem, because I should collect lots of personal data. So how I can categorize them? How can I record them? How can I sometimes should maybe sustain its integrity? And I cannot do it by my human capabilities. Now, again, we are using AI technology in this data retention, data recording, data usage processes. And we again use AI in, for example, data analytics, because I collected lots of data about data protection problems, but I also another problem, because my competitors going fast, so I should catch them. How? I have lots of client data. If I use data analytic tools, which is supported by AI, I can see easily the changing trends, expectations on my clients. If my client is happy with my products, services, I can see only with using AI tools. But AI can do else. AI also helped me do about cybersecurity. There are tools about threat intelligence. If cyber attackers aim my company or not, these AI technologies, algorithms, check dark web and see if there is attack coming or not. What else? It helps me to predict about crypto, changing crypto. Crypto portfolio, which coin, which cryptocurrency will increase in some determined time period. It also can help us to guess about it with the help of AI technologies. And it is in the use cases of AI in blockchain technologies increasing.
But what you're saying will also lead to privacy challenges, because you're saying use this crypto with AI on KYC, then you analyze what data has been provided, artifacts are provided, ID card is provided, and information is matched. Now, does it not raise some privacy concern, and how are those concerns being managed? Because it's getting a little bit tricky if you really look at it from a privacy lens perspective.
Privacy, yes, you are very true. This is a challenging, because for KYC and AML, we should collect lots of personal data. We should make interview with a client. We should ask for their evidences. We record these evidences. Sometimes we also should use third parties to make, you know, phone calls. Mm-hmm. And phone calls are recorded. Imagine you have a client, a third party is making a phone call with this client. They ask some personal information, and they record this information. So this kind of data should be analyzed in a periodically, and should be put in retention period. So you will not able to make it manually. This is another case for AI side. Yes, AI also, if you do not, for example, the rules, algorithms of AI also can also cause some discrimination problems. In Turkey, yeah. For example, we have lots of people coming out of Turkey. Their names are different. Their ethnical or religious traits are different. If we cannot, for example, create strong rules for KYC, AI-supported KYC tools, then maybe this KYC will reject our proper client because of he will not understand about ethnicity, the naming, you know. Maybe they have different kind of names, different kind of facial site. So this may also cause another data protection problem. What else? I am collecting lots of data. I also find for data classification. I also, as you know, some application use data with some technology use data, and sometimes business owners do not understand how this technology collects and records this data.
If you like this, find the full episode of Fit for Privacy podcast on iTunes or Spotify.